Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we get to the episode, let me tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor, LWC Studios. LWC Studios is launching a new show, and they need you. LWC Studios is interviewing Black and Brown professionals about their triumphs and where they still sometimes trip up. They want to speak with folks achieving new heights, either in their personal or professional lives, and who are looking for ways to keep leveling up. If this is you or someone you know, please contact producer Virginia Laura at virginia@lwcstudios.com to talk about scheduling an interview. We'll have more information in the show notes of this episode. Don't miss your chance to be involved in this upcoming production from the award-winning LWC Studios. Hey, hey, thanks for hitting play on this week's episode of Feedback. Thank you for sticking with us these past few weeks while I have been on vacation. I am officially back, but I'm headed to Los Angeles for Podcast Movement at the end of the month. Will you be there? I would love to hang out if so. If you're not familiar with Podcast Movement, let me tell you about it. It is one of, if not the largest podcast festivals in the world. It takes place every year, usually in the summer, in a rotating city around the U.S. In 2020, though, the founders of the festival started Podcast Movement Evolutions, which takes place in March and always in Los Angeles. The first one ever took place right before the pandemic started in February of 2020, so I'm really excited to experience it again at the end of this month. I'm going with my team at squadcast.fm, and I'm excited to meet lots of new podcasters and to see some podcast friends again for the first time in a very long time. I've been going to Podcast Movement since 2017. It's been in existence since 2014. I found out about it just after I started this newsletter at the beginning of 2017, and I made it my business to get there, even though I didn't work for a podcast company and I did not have any money to go. I just really knew that I wanted to go. It was taking place in Anaheim that year, and I was living in LA, so I emailed the founders and I was able to negotiate running some ads for Podcast Movement in this newsletter in exchange for a ticket to the event. I owe a lot of my success in the podcast world to Podcast Movement. If I hadn't gone that first year, I wouldn't have met the folks at Castbox, who hired me less than 2 years later to be a marketing and business development manager for them. And if I hadn't gone the next year, I wouldn't have met the folks at Squadcast.fm, who would hire me a few years after that to be the community manager for them. And if I hadn't gone the following years, I'd have missed out on some really amazing networking opportunities. I've met some incredible people throughout the years at Podcast Movement, new friends, new podcast guests, new sponsors. Like I said, I owe a lot to Podcast Movement, so I hope that you can make it if you're in Los Angeles or nearby, and I'd love to see you there. If you want a discount code, I have one. Please feel free to get in touch with me on Twitter. I'm at Ari this and that. On to today's show. As you know, we always bring you five podcast recommendations on a theme, and each week is curated by a different person. This week's theme comes to us from Andrea Aswahe, senior producer at Rococo Punch. She chose the theme Behind the Icons. In a moment, I'll open the floor and Andrea will tell you all about the episodes that she chose, why she chose them, about her career as a podcast producer, and about her work on the new show, Finding Raffi. After we hear from Andrea, we'll tell you about this week's podcast spotlight, which is in partnership with Podspike. Then I'll share some more podcast-related news and tidbits for creators, and then we'll close it out and let you get on your way to some more podcast listening. All that is coming up soon on Feedback. Now, let's meet Andrea.
Hi, I'm Andrea Aswahe, and I am a senior producer at Rococo Punch. I'm also the showrunner of Finding Raffi, a podcast made by Rococo Punch in partnership with Fatherly and iHeartRadio. I'm a senior producer, which means that I have all the responsibilities of a producer, interviewing, writing scripts, cutting tape, putting episodes together. But the senior part of that is that I also manage a team. I'm also a showrunner, which means that I'm not only in charge of a team, but I'm also in charge of a podcast itself. I'm overseeing what the overall narrative arc is going to be. I work on each episode individually with the producer who's putting it together. I work with our sound designer to make sure it's sonically what we want to put out there. And, you know, I'm the person who's kind of the big picture person for the entire show. I'm also a liaison with our partners. So, you know, there's a lot going on there, and I absolutely love it. So the theme that I chose for my podcast recommendations is Behind the Icons. And I chose this theme because I am obsessed with pop culture. I just love pop culture. I've also been immersed in this world of like finding out the true story behind a celebrity or an iconic figure in pop culture since last June because of Finding Raffy. So I was looking through the shows that I love, and most of them are either centered around someone like this or feature episodes about famous people and kind of the real stories behind their lives. So I decided to look into that. So the first podcast I'm going to recommend is a shameless plug. It is Finding Raffy. Of course, I would recommend starting at episode one, but I think if you really want to start digging into Raffy's history, you want to start episode two, which is called Impressions of Armenia, which really digs into Raffy's Armenian heritage. And then episode three is going to be the one that really features a lot of his most popular songs. We're thinking, you know, Willoughby Wallaby Woo, Down by the Bay, all of these songs that are so iconic in the lives of so many. But this episode really delves into how this album even came about. So this is really our VH1's Behind the Music look at singable songs for the very young. So the second podcast I'm going to recommend is You're Wrong About, specifically their five-part Princess Diana series. Right off the bat, I love You're Wrong About. It is such a great show. It's so well researched. I love the banter that Sarah Marshall and Michael Hobbs have. And this five-part series was done with so much care. It's so thoughtful. It is so well researched. And it really gives us a look at Diana, the Diana that so many of us never really got to see. I've always just been very curious about her life, and to hear the story of how she became the iconic Diana is fascinating, and it's so moving, and I just think it was so well done. I cannot recommend it enough. My third recommendation is The Turning, The Sisters Who Left. And yes, full disclosure, this is a Rococo Punch production. This is a podcast about Mother Teresa, but it's told through the stories of former religious sisters in Mother Teresa's order. Erica Lance, the host, is just so skilled and so thoughtful, and it was just done with so much respect. And I think it's really important to look at Mother Teresa's life and really see her with her shades of gray. So my fourth recommendation is the podcast Decoder Ring. The episode is Gotta Get Down on Friday. And this episode is about Rebecca Black and her viral sensation Friday. It's all about how this song even got made, what made it stand out, what made it go viral. And we actually hear from Rebecca Black. So she gets a chance to kind of look back and tell us her story and tell us how Friday's success really affected her. I think it's a really interesting look as to who these people are, these people behind viral sensations, and also a reflection on why did this go viral and how did we react to this? My last recommendation is Anything for Selena. I think Maria Garcia did such a beautiful job with this very personal memoir-like take on her life and how Selena Quintanilla played a role in her development, in her identity. And I think it's such an interesting look into Selena's legacy because we're able to see her not just as a person, not just as this incredibly talented performer, but also how she affected so much more than just music. She affected body politics and how her music and her image and who she was has stood the test of time and continues to be an icon. And Maria puts it so beautifully and also talks about her own life with such vulnerability and authenticity. It's really, really remarkable work. What I hope people get from my recommendations, from my list, is that these icons, these stars, these celebrities, they are people. We put them on a pedestal, but at the end of the day, like, they also have complex histories. They also have shades of gray. And I think it's really important to see the humanity in these people that we turn into, you know, these flawless icons. I think the last thing I'd like to add is just listen to Finding Raffi. The entire 10-part series will be out by March 15th. You know, even if you're not a children's music fan, if you don't have kids, if you're not a parent, I think you could still enjoy this series. And our host, Chris Garcia, he is so funny and dynamic and incredible, and he's so open about his own story. I just think it turned out better than I could have ever expected, and I'm just so proud of my team who made this show.
Thank you to Andrea for sending in that voice clip and for telling us about her podcast picks for this week's theme, Behind the Icons. Andrea's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? Anyone can curate a list for us. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, in partnership with PodSpike, we're spotlighting the podcast Two Bulls in a China Shop. Here's what it's about. Have you ever ruined a lunch by talking nonstop about the stock market? Two Bulls in a China Shop is an entertainment podcast about the stock market, business, and economics, with hosts Kyle and Dan, who share their trading experience and lessons learned with honesty and humor. In each episode, they look at market-moving news, hot stocks to watch, and even a little crypto for good measure. You can listen to Two Bulls in a China Shop wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you to PodSpike for introducing us to Two Bulls in a China Shop. If you're looking to up your podcast marketing game and get more ears on your podcast, check out PodSpike. Head to podspike.com to learn more about their services. Now for some more podcast news before we close it out. First up, a new newsletter alert. Check out the new newsletter from Vocal Fry Studios. It's called Vocal Fridays. It's chock full of news and jobs for podcast industry people. We will link to it in the show notes. Next up, there is a new social audio and music sharing app from Amazon. It's called AMP. You may remember the phrase social audio from Clubhouse's brief but impactful run. We'll link to a press release of it in the show notes of this episode. And last, on Thursday of this week, I'm co-hosting a Twitter space with Kayla Littman and Shreya Sharma called Welcoming More Women and Gender Nonconforming Folks into Podcasting. It'll be recorded, so if you can't make it live, you'll still be able to hear it. The chat is inspired by Sharma and Littman's recent articles for the Sounds Profitable newsletter. And if you've never attended a Twitter space before, you can attend either on your mobile device or on your desktop. But if you want a chance to speak, you'll need to be on your phone. More information and the date and time in the show notes of this episode. That's it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you for listening. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Have a great week filled with lots of listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.